This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studios in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Cox has cut some users' upload speeds. Virginia is the next state to adopt California-style privacy laws. A hacked Florida water plant and TeamViewer. And finally, one of the top stories tonight, pigs, yes, pigs, can play video games. I want to welcome you to episode 1507 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, February 11th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out the website at geeknewscentral.com. Get subscribed to the podcast when you're on the website. You can subscribe to our newsletter as well while you're there. And of course, check out all the great content that is up on the website. And of course, again, make sure you get subscribed to the show. You can also join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, our Discord channel. Of course, we're available via Slack as well. Just got to send me an email, and that's real easy to do. All you got to do is send an email to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, and that'll get you all connected with me, and I'll get you all set up. That's a place to send feedback on the show today as well. And of course, at Geek News is my Twitter account. You can follow me on Facebook if you aren't already. But all the partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com. That includes the new media show, the Pro Gear Guru site, the Gadget Professor. Talked to Don for a little bit today. I was a little bit distracted, so I apologize to Don. Podcast Legends and, of course, the GNC Week in Review. All those links are found at geeknewscentral.com. This show is sponsored by the longest-running continuous sponsor of podcasts. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can find deals after deals by going to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Everything's there. 30% discount codes. $499.coms for new or transfer domains. I've got the best hosting deals on the planet. $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain and $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Those are deals. $12 get you going. Get a domain name along with it. You're up running. You're starting to build an empire, build a brand, maybe start a podcast. Really, there is lots of options. There's lots of things to do. And in today's world, you want to own your own castle on land that you own. Basically, build your brand on your .com. And of course, that's our free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. And of course, you can save a lot of money at GoDaddy using my promo code and save up to 87% on those hosting accounts and, of course, all the other products and services. Again, all these promo codes are non-expiring and been verified to work. And you should support this show. This is what helps me do what I do, allows me to keep the studio warm. It's 7 degrees here right now. Keep the insurance paid, keep the rent paid, and even keep the front sidewalk salted and cleaned. But definitely think about using those promo codes. Share them with your friends, family members, people that you know. Again, real easy to do. geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. All the promo codes are there. All you got to do is click the link to lock in your savings or take the code and use it at checkout. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central Podcast. So it's cold. I wouldn't call bitter cold, but it's cold. 7 degrees when I went and grabbed some dinner tonight. And if you're watching today live, make sure you say hello. We want you to check in with us and just say hi. It's a great way to start the show off if you're watching it live. Thank you so much. But yeah, bitter, bitter cold. Well, I shouldn't use the word bitter. Those of you that are in like Canada and stuff, you guys have got cold. And, just life stuff this week, really. Laundry, no more frozen pipes, taking care of the four-legged furries here in the studio. Matter of fact, I think because I've started to speak, I see them coming my way, and I forgot to click something. Let me click this here. pray we don't lose the video recording tonight, because if we did, we'll have a chopped off show because I forgot to hit record on the secondary recorder. But I don't have any more frozen pipes. I got that all dealt with. It's pretty amazing how that works. Just plug an electric cord into what I term heat tape, but it's more like heat cord. And voila, warms the pipe up and you don't have stuff frozen anymore. I think the biggest thing that happened really yesterday was really what tipped me off was someone sent me an email for the show and said, did you order your Starlink? And I'm like, what? So I went over to Starlink's website and orders were open. Put my address in, said, yeah, we're going to be fulfilling on a first come, first served basis. You receive a notification once your Starlink is ready to ship. I put $99 down, remaining balance of, it looks like $499, maybe a little more than that, $540 maybe was shipping or $539 was shipping. But I was able to order my Starlink antenna and kit. I've been watching a lot of the YouTube videos that the beta testers have been using for Starlink, and they're mostly in the Pacific Northwest. That's where the majority of them have been. There's been a few people in the higher latitudes of Michigan and so forth. But, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any while, you know that when I left the land of high-speed internet that I had in Hawaii, coming back to Michigan has always been a bit of a challenge. Now, I'm here in the studio with 400 down and 20 up, and there's really no issue, although I pay commercial internet prices for my connection here. And at the compound in my loft, I get 15 down and 3 up and $89.95 for that service. And it's okay. I can watch a video and maybe I get it in 720p if I'm lucky. But if I want to do a Zoom call and have TV over IP running, it doesn't work. I have to shut one off. So I have to trade. And when I first moved back, my sister said, we'll just share the internet connection. I'm like, no, you essentially got 7 adults using the same connection. So I put in my own line. Just because I knew that they were already saturated and they don't use as much internet, my sister doesn't, and her husband, as I do. And my mom uses quite a bit of internet to surf the internet and so forth. But the kids are trying to gaming and doing all that other stuff that kids do, and it just doesn't work. But, you know, prior to moving back to Michigan, let's face it. For 20 years, I had broadband. I still complain about it. It got better. And when I left Hawaii, I had 1 gig internet service and I had 800 down and 30 up. It was fantastic. So while I am able to come to the office and get my speed test or speed fix, you know, there's times on the weekends where I'm trying to do something. I have to come in, bring my laptop in and sit here in the couch in the office just to get a couple of things done while I'm at home. So I need high-speed internet because the internet doesn't work that well. And as an article I posted on geeknewscentral.com, you know, we have to look at what the U.S. government has done. They've literally spent billions of dollars to give to internet service providers to expand into rural communities. And, you know, they grow their service a little bit into the burbs. They look for high density areas. They basically look for areas that they couldn't afford to do initially on their own. And then they went into a little lower density area where it was going to cost them more to install. You know, I heard a guy yesterday that was 1,000 feet away from the internet service provider's last house that they served. And they wanted $125,000 to bring the internet 1,000 feet to this guy's house. What kind of insanity is that? So the American people in rural America have been, frankly, shit upon for 20 years. Think about this. We've had high-speed internet access throughout metropolitan areas in America for 20 years or more. Heck, I had pretty good internet when I was living in Maryland. Before I shifted, that's 25 plus years ago. So, yet, rural America, some places there's no internet service whatsoever. There's no mobile service. There is nothing. And Elon Musk and his foresight and investing at some point when this is done up to about $10 billion. And by the way, Starlink's hiring. If you're looking for a job, if you're a bit techie, Starlink's got long list of job openings. So, you know, someone's got to maintain these ground stations, and there's jobs all over the country for Starlink. Some of them are contractor jobs, but there's jobs. So to date, they put about 1,000 Starlink satellites up of a potential. I think the first round is 4,800, then to go to 13,000, it could be much higher. But they need a couple thousand, I think, to get to the point where there's not a lot of dropouts, because the people are doing the beta testing here. You know, they're on, they're working, and then the internet goes out for 15 seconds or 30 and it comes back. And I'll put up with a little bit of outages like that for the simple fact of having high speed. But the simple fact that the government has spent literally billions of dollars trying to expand high speed internet into rural communities and given ISPs big handouts that, in my opinion, have largely squandered those handouts, it hasn't helped the people in really, truly rural America. So while Starlink is going to be launched, 60 Starlink antennas or Starlink satellites will be launched into a low Earth orbit 60 at a time on a Falcon 9, I'm now on the clock to be able to put a Starlink dishy on the roof of the loft that I'm living in. And the beautiful part about this could be is someday maybe that dishy can move around with me. And that is a beautiful thing. And I can have internet wherever I want. Don't get me wrong, I have good mobile speed where I live, but you know how data is on mobile and tethering. And all of a sudden, you're burning through 10s, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s of gigabytes, and you're getting, you know, throttled. So let's lay out a little bit here of what this really means to most of us. It means nothing to the majority of you. You got home internet. You've got the choice of maybe one or two carriers. You still don't like them, but you've got a choice to get high-speed internet. But what am I going to be able to do when I'm not here, when this satellite dish graces my doorsteps? And I think my sister also ordered hers. We're going to have two services. Maybe that'll end up being overkill. I don't know. But I'll be able to do remote meetings on Zoom and have a non-choppy, distorted picture. I'm going to be able to stream a 4K movie for the first time. I'm going to be able to stream video without buffering. I'm YouTube, it's all about every minute. It stops and spins. Some days are better than others. I could effectively run a business or move from this studio to the compound. Now, I don't know if my sister will like that, because I not have to pay rent here anymore, but it's possible. I can upload videos in minutes instead of days. I can get security patches in minutes versus days. I can have security cameras with cloud storage. I don't have satellite TV, but my sister can cancel her satellite TV. I have full connectivity in all the buildings on the property. More than one child can do remote learning. And again, I don't have to drive 12 miles to get an internet fix. The list is really, really endless. Again, this is not a service for those of you that have good connectivity. This is not a replacement for that. But if I can get 50 to 150 megs down and 20 megs up, which is being demonstrated, I'll take that all day long and backflip and be very happy and pay the $99 a month to do that. It's sure cheaper than paying the cable company a bunch of money to try to bring me a cable a mile and three quarters. And I'm just going to tell you, Elon Musk and Starlink team are going to change not only rural America, they're going to change rural Canada, and they're going to change internet access for many people around the world. Now, let's think about this for a second. Let's say you're in remote Africa, where today, to download this podcast would cost about $2.50 equivalent in American dollars for someone in South Africa, excuse me, in Africa, many countries in Africa, $2.50 to download and listen to this podcast. But what if community centers were able to put in high-speed internet and Wi-Fi available where they'd have maybe a couple of systems where you bring internet to communities that really are disconnected from the rest of the world? I'm excited about what he's doing here and that team and what it really means for the world. Now, the price is still expensive for, let's say, in some third world countries. This is not going to work unless they figure out a way to subsidize it. But it doesn't mean that rural community centers and stuff can start to bring in better connectivity as this system builds out. The expansion of high-speed internet access will be a game changer for every person in the world. There'll be access. Go Starlink, go. And I'm really, you know, kind of, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm lucky to have 15.3. Very, very lucky to have 15.3 now. So I do have some service. So boo-hoo, boo-hoo to me, right? But some of you that listen to this show do not have service at your homes. You use your cell phones or MiFi, or you have some sort, you know, all people went to all kinds of Wilson technologies. You know, they've sold a lot of cell phone boosters just so people could have 3-4 megs of internet service in their home. So it's time that there is finally service that is going to be an equalizer here. I know of farmers and business owners that live in rural America that this is going to be a game changer. They're going to be able to do business faster, more productive. They're not going to be waiting on stuff. You know, that spinning wheel of waiting for data to load is a real thing. So happily put my $99 down. I look forward to at some point being able to demonstrate and give you guys a, you know, the hip hip hooray. Time will tell if the service turns out to be as we think it's going to be. But at least you've got a company that's putting their money where their mouth is. And I think the U.S. government should just give Elon Musk a bunch of cash. It's like, get her done. You want to fix? You want to raise the world up? It's just, you don't know how grateful. Just think about it right now. If you're at home and you turn off your internet, you know, let's just think about having no internet in your home. None. Zero. How pissed off would you be? I contend you would be so mad that it would probably give you anxiety. This is the situation that millions and millions of Americans every day are faced with of leaving their job and going home to no data. It's better. I remember when I came home and buried my dad. Yeah, I left the laptop in Hawaii because I knew there was not enough connectivity to deal with really anything 13, 14 years ago. So it has gotten better. At least I can check email. I ordered something off Amazon last night, a little dongle I needed. And, you know, before that would have been a 2-hour evolution. So, yeah, and we talk a lot more about this and the impact, and it's going to be part of a crusade of mine here going forward. And I apologize you're along for the ride, but I think those of you that don't have connectivity can appreciate my passion here on this. All right, let's move on. Speaking of internet service providers, Cox cut some users' uploads from 30 megs to 10 megs. And they told them they had to change plans, get new gear. Well, the dirty secret was all they had to do was change their modem and they could keep their current plan. These folks were on 330 and they were going to go to 510 or something like that and maybe pay a little more money. But what it is Cox and these other organizations are starting to feel the pressure of the upload. The two-way video. We got 2-3 people in the house. Got a mom and a dad on Zoom calls. You got 1 or 2 kids on Zoom calls. All of a sudden, the upload bandwidth that they never needed before has blown up. So they're saying, "Oh, let's cut the upload speed because we don't have enough upload head end." One thing's for sure, this pandemic will have done is maybe forced these internet service providers to put in enough capacity to be able to handle the traffic we need to push. Pull has never been the problem. It's always been push. So anyway, they were doing a little sneak around. You got 100,000 or so customers there trying to bamboozle. So if you have Cox and you've been told that if you got an email that says, you're being reduced to 10 megs upload, do know that you can tell the customer service agent you're going to upgrade your modem to DOCSIS 3.1 and you want to keep the same plan. They don't want to tell you that. So once again, can we trust these people? Do I trust Elon Musk? To this point, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves me wrong. Supposed to be unlimited. Now, there will probably be some person that's going to run something he shouldn't on that network and get us all into, you know, please, 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 let's not abuse, let's use. Starlink, because you know there's going to be someone that's going to set up a web host and run a web server and they're going to run all kinds of stuff. Go into town, sublease a room in an office somewhere and do that there. Don't do that on Starlink, please. Virginia is about to get a major California-style data privacy law. Virginia is the first on deck since California CCPA in 2018, but more coming. We've been telling companies, my podcasting business, we know that the privacy stuff is going to start sprouting out across the rest of the country. So if adopted, the Consumer Data Protection Act would apply to entities of certain sizes that do business in Virginia or have users based in Virginia. The bill enjoys broad popular support among state lawmakers that passed 89-9 and unanimously 39-0 in the state's Senate. And Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is expected to sign it. So the Virginia law adds a whole bunch of things that companies have to do to comply. And I'm not going to go into all of the details on this. It's not exactly the California write-up, but it's pretty close. And California The Electronic Privacy Information Center and the Consumer Report say that Virginia's goals are in the right place. But they argue the CDPA doesn't go far enough to provide meaningful protection. We readily acknowledge that there's a lot to like about the bill, the organization wrote in a letter. The CDPA would grant important new rights to Virginia citizens that the residents of most states do not currently enjoy. It's a first step. And the more people get educated on privacy, the more this is going to come across. And there's going to be more privacy for all of us when we're surfing the internet and participating anonymously in whatever activities we may be partaking underneath our internet service plans. This is borderline insanity. Whoever the IT guy is down at this hacked Florida water plant, we talked about them a couple of shows ago. The Oldsmar Florida water plant hurt earlier this week with outdated Windows 7 PCs and shared passwords. The government advisory also revealed a relatively unsophisticated attack used the remote access program TeamViewer. Oh my. TeamViewer? Do you know? Okay. TeamViewer used properly is likely an okay piece of software. I personally would not use it. I like a little more robust piece of software like GoToMyPC. Those types of robust security remote access programs. TeamViewer is a favorite among hackers and con artists and individuals in India. Often what will happen, I tell you, just go look, do scammer bait on YouTube, search for that, and you see how TeamViewer is used often by the people that know they're getting scammed, but are actually trying to infiltrate the people trying to steal money. They use TeamViewer, then they'd use remote access, and then they tie in with a tool in TeamViewer to see the files on the other side of the computer. You can basically empty a hard drive with enough time and with enough speed in the connection. Outdated Windows 7 and TeamViewer. Oh, my. This was not a hack. This could have been done by a teenager. If this was a state-sponsored attack, it's as sloppy and as easy and as unsophisticated as they come. And by the way, if you ever have someone call you, they say they're going to fix your PC and they want to install some sort of remote viewing application or remote access application to your computer, you already know, because you listen to this show, that you are being scammed. We have to protect our elderly, make sure they know that these characters are out there and they have one sole purpose, to drain your bank account. And then sending them gift cards, like a legitimate company would tell you, go to Walmart and pick up $25,000 in Google Play cards, right? My God, please people. And especially when they tell them. Now, when you go to check out, you tell them you're getting these for your grandchildren. Don't tell them you're paying for security services. Most people don't know this, but pigs are pretty smart. They're pretty high in the food chain when it comes to brain power. And scientists have been, basically training pigs to do weird things for many, many years. Some of you may even have pig as a pet. They're actually, believe it or not, pretty clean. A pig will not roll around in its own doo-doo. They're very smart. So these pigs were playing a video game and getting a treat when they did well. And then when they broke the game a little bit and the dispenser, they continued to play. This is a remarkable article. I'd love to see the video of this. So they were actually doing like ping pong type of thing with this joystick. So, you know, using their snouts and their mouths to control the joystick. So really, really remarkable stuff here. But for what purpose? Who knows? Scientists have their things they do. All right, 10 things. 10 things you didn't know Google Docs could do. You know it can do voice typing. I don't use it very often. You can do offline editing. I bet you didn't know that. You can track and restore document version history. That's always handy. I've had to do that a few times when I've had some edits made that I didn't want made. Suggestion and review mode. I love Grammarly, though. I use that the best. Add fonts. If you want to add some fonts, you can upload fonts or see more that Google has available. And you can do compare documents and find and replace. And they got a dictionary. And you can add language accents and custom short codes, all kinds of cool stuff. I use Google Docs a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. But I still have Microsoft Word because occasionally, just like today, I get a Word document to review. Switching gears here a little bit, Android Auto is finally getting wallpapers and Google Assistant routines. So the new update comes with a section of 12 pre-installed wallpapers. Some user reporting that the update now comes with access to Google Assistant, a feature that was lost years ago. And what else? I guess that's the summary of it. So a little update to Google Autos. If you've got a car that's your manufacturer's pushing update to, be aware, okay? Or you use you dongle it with your Android. The U.S. government, different agencies have begun investigating Robinhood, Reddit, over the GameStop stock fiasco. Multiple agencies are reported looking into the trading frenzy. So the Department of Justice fraud section and the San Francisco's U.S. Attorney Office seeking information about the trading frenzy. And some of these folks are going to be in front of Congress soon answering some questions. The Wall Street Journal prosecutors, according to the... Wait. Seeking information from the social media companies and trading plan. According to a report Thursday from the Wall Street Journal, prosecutors reportedly subpoenaed information from Robinhood, where many of the trades happen. According to the Journal, Reddit is under investigation by the Commodity Future Trading Commission. Now, here's the thing. Hedge funds get together and they talk what they're going to do. And they do a concentrating trading effort against stocks. But yet, they're going to go after these folks in Reddit who basically did the same thing as hedge funds, but in the opposite direction. So they're going to look for possible misconduct of traders at the subreddit Wall Street Bets. So shot across the bow there, guys. Make sure you're staying within, you know, your guidelines. The top 8 travel apps that'll help you save money. Kayak, that one comes up a lot. Gas Buddy, Get Around, Hotel Tonight, Hopper, Rome 2 Trio, Travel Spend, Klook. I don't use any of these, to be honest with you, but Gas Buddy might be a good one to check out. If you can save a little money on gas, gas prices are up all across the country. I was kind of shocked when I went to the gas pump yesterday. I was like, holy cow, what has happened? But yep, bada bing, bada boom. Fuel is up. So Shell, I got fueled up at Shell here recently. First time I've used a Shell station in years. And Shell is planning 500,000 charging points for EVs by 2025. And Shell is becoming the latest company to basically, you know, put in charging stations for electric vehicles. We're going to need more than 500,000. We're going to need millions of charging points. And fast chargers too. Nothing, none of this slow charge business. We can't be doing any of that. I've got news of another company that's going to do some chargers too. Talk about that here in a minute. Clapper, which has a logo of See the World, Voice Your Opinion. Clapper has permanently banned QAnon-related content. Clapper CEO on Thursday said the company will permanently ban QAnon-related content going forward as a publication. Clapper has removed 400 videos and 20 accounts for spreading QAnon or anti-vax misinformation. Has increased its number of content audited from around a dozen to 20. It'll take Clapper about 10 days to complete a full audit of its over 1 million videos. So Clapper's QAnon ban puts the smaller platforms' policies in line with those at larger tech platforms like Facebook, TikTok, etc. So QAnon folks are having the rug yanked out from under them in more places than one. A webcam app left thousands of you with your user accounts exposed. The Elasticsearch database app called AdoreCam was an app for viewing and controlling several webcam models, basically email addresses, Wi-Fi names, what else? Live details about the webcam, such as location, whether the microphone was active, the name of the Wi-Fi network, and information about the webcam owner, such as email address. So if you have used AdoreCam, AdoreCam, be aware, you've been hacked. MasterCard says they're going to support cryptocurrencies, but not the ones you think. So MasterCard and Visa, they are financial behemoths. They are massive. And they want a cut of everything. Cut of the sale. They want a cut from the vendor. You know, we all carry many of us, I'm sure, carry a Visa and a MasterCard. But very hard now to move your crypto into cash. There's some ways you can do that. But MasterCard said on Wednesday it's planning to support cryptocurrencies natively on its network. If this actually happens, it'll be a big deal. However, MasterCard says it's only going to support cryptocurrencies that meet a number of requirements, including stability, Bitcoin, privacy, Bitcoin, and compliance with money laundering laws. Okay. The problem is that few cryptocurrencies meet MasterCard's criteria. Indeed, it's not clear if any of them do. I think the money laundering thing is the biggest. I think that is the issue. I don't know anything about that, but I would assume with transactions not really being, I guess it depends on the app or you're using. I don't know. Maybe someone smarter than Bitcoin than me can tell me, can explain how people are using it for money laundering. But again, Elon Musk, $1.5 billion. Now, MasterCard pulled out of the Libra Association. And Libra is an open network where anyone can participate. MasterCard has a big dilemma here on what to do. And if they're only interested dealing with cryptocurrencies to operate in full compliance with applicable laws and regulations, well, good luck with that, because there's 2,600 digital currencies today. probably 2,550 of them are absolute scams, in my opinion, but who knows? But anyway, MasterCard's going to make that move. We'll see. They can't control the money. They're not going to be involved. NVIDIA, they're having such a trouble getting cards out. They're bringing back the old RTX 2060 and GT 1050 Ti GPUs to deal with the global shortage. So they're releasing stock that they've got of the 1050s and the 2060s to their partners to attempt to deal with the stock shortages and sky-high prices of its new 30 series cards. At the moment, it's just not possible to get new cards. And of course, the the China tax of 25% is still on. The president did not remove the tariff, and maybe it looks like he's not going to. So that's shocking in itself. But although they did today, the president reversed the decision of the Trump administration, where now colleges no longer have to reveal if Chinese money is being used to basically train your children or educate your children. So, but anyway, these NVIDIA cards may help those of you that are looking to buy, to basically get a gamer card of some sort that you can't get one right now or have to pay too much. Medium.com. Workers at Medium are unionizing. The Medium workers says that more than 70% of eligible employees have already signed cards in support. So they're going to be working with the Communication Workers of America, CWA, Local 9410. The Medium Workers Union says that more than 70% of the eligible employees have made the, you know, basically signed their union cards, representing 140 workers across editorial, engineering, design, and product. The organization plans to negotiate a contract for its members. Right now, it's asking Medium to voluntarily recognize the union. If the company refuses, the union can force a recognition through the National Labor Relations Board as long as the majority of employees vote in favor of unionization. So, Medium, which hosts both a blogging platform and digital media outlets, sits at the corner of tech and journalism. So, again, another big tech company going union. Uber and Lyft are getting less unprofitable, but COVID-19 is still a drag on their business. Uber lost $6.7 billion in 2020, while Lyft lost $1.8. We won't go any further than that. Apple TV Plus acquires a sci-fi courtroom drama about a murderous robot doll. So sci-fi is looking like a cornerstone of Apple TV's Plus slowly growing library. I haven't even looked at what's in the library. I guess I'm going to have to look. So lots of things going on in that front there. So I need to read this article in full, but sound like a cool headline. Oh, my two kitties are in here. What are you two doing? Oh, you're laying down just looking like being a boss, and the other one's looking for attention, of course. The youngest one, she just wants always to be petted. NASA is in talks to buy Russian Soyuz seat through the U.S.-based Axiom. So they're hedging their bets. They want to make sure that they have a seat on a Soyuz in case Elon Musk has an issue and SpaceX has an issue. The terms of agreement for astronaut seats are still being negotiated, according to two people who spoke to The Verge under a condition of anonymity. The space agency relied on Russia to provide rides to the U.S. space station when the U.S. shuttle program retired in 2011. But we, of course, know that SpaceX launched its first crew of U.S. astronauts to space under NASA's commercial crew program. But they're just trying to make sure that they can keep a U.S. presence on the International Space Station just in case. LG's new Gram laptops are available for purchase, models starting at $999. So several LG's 2021 Gram laptops are now available. The models you can buy now are the Gram 14, Gram 16, and 17, and they basically, you know, about the same dimensions as their model number. Having to hit the water bottle hard tonight. Let me do this again. Lyft has a new feature, and I really thought this was kind of something everyone did already. Lyft has a new feature, make it easier to order and pay for rides for others. The company wants to help you get your loved ones to their COVID-19 vaccine appointments and more. I know a lot of people that were living in New York that were ordering Lyfts for their kids or Ubers for their kids from work to take them to school. And technically, I don't think Uber or Lyft was supposed to transport anyone under 18. So I don't know, that might be state by state, but Lyft wants to help you get your grandparents or someone that needs a ride to their location. So you can set up Family Lyft. This is a free account that lets you pay for your loved one's rides, and you can pay for it and schedule it and everything else. So it lets you know when they get in the car and when they've been delivered. And so ladies and gentlemen, if you get to a point where you have a family member that can't drive anymore, this, and you're at work and you can't get away, of course you want to, you know, take your loved ones when you can, but sometimes you just can't. Being able to get them in a vehicle and safely get them to their destination is absolutely outstanding. Now, I know that many communities have senior ride things. So here in my county, they've got a bus that will pick up seniors and take them around to different locations. Matter of fact, it's called the Beta Bus. And they actually, people come with their laundry and actually they drop them here and they come in and do their laundry. Then the bus picks them back up after they got their laundry done and takes them home. At least in this small community that I live in. I don't know how it is in your town or city or county. But being able to order a Lyft, if Lyft is available, is really awesome. EVgo will support Tesla cars at over 600 fast charging stations. A third of those will come to new chargers. So again, but here's the problem. Only 600? 600 don't get it. Need 6 million. 6 million, that's even going to make a dent in it. And Tesla cars represent up to 80% of American electric vehicle market. I'm telling you, after this Starlink thing, okay, you're laying right there underneath my feet. It's not practical here. It really isn't. In distances we have to drive, it's just not. You know, I've really realized after moving back to Michigan that it's some places are a long ways away. And just think, oh, it's just over there. You look on a map, right? And it's like 3 hours. You know, I could drive around the island of Oahu in 2 hours. So for me, it's like 3 hours one way to get. So it's been a little bit of an adaption for me getting used to the distance. You really can road trip here. So, yeah, 300-500 miles, and you got to stop and wait 45 minutes to get charged if there's a charger available, or you have to plan your route according to that. I don't know. I'm not a fan. Apple puts additional walls between your browsing data and Google on iOS 14.5. The company redirect Google's Safe Browsing Service through its own servers to make sure that you're not going to a phishing site. And they're trying to really just broker data so that Google doesn't get as much information about you. Chrome and Firefox utilize Google Safe Browsing Update API, which encrypts the full URL using a 32-bit hash prefix. And that way, Google never knows the exact website you visit. However, it can still collect information like your IP address. By proxying the service through its services, Apple can limit the amount of information, what they call leak. The change is just one of a handful of the changes coming to 14.5. Got a lot of stuff tonight, don't I? Facebook has doubled bullying and harassment takedowns since last year. On Thursday, Facebook released a new moderation transparency report that showed a marked uptick in bullying and harassment enforcement, which peaked at 6.3 million total takedowns through the last quarter of 2020. It's an increase of 3.5 million. A lot of these groups are now being used to organize attacks on individuals in politics. So many of those groups are getting taken down because they're employing bullying and harassment tactics. So we'll see if this is evenly handed across the space, and one would hope it is. Google Photos gets a new paywalled editing feature for Google One subscribers. Previously, Pixel exclusive features are coming to other devices for a price. So, if you don't have a Pixel, you'll have to be paying for Google One to remember that. The paywalled editing features have been rumored for some time, but today marks the official announcement. Specifically, Google is offering some of its more recent machine learning program-powered editing tools like its enhanced portrait blur, portrait light, and color pop features. Have no idea what any of those are. As Google clarified, when the paywall was first discovered, the company isn't taking away existing versions of features like Portrait from Google Photo users. Those features will still work, but you'll be able to get these new features in addition to if you pay the price. Disney says it now has 94.9 million Disney Plus subscribers and will no longer provide quarterly numbers. Huh. Why is that? Stock was up about 2%. They'll no longer report streaming numbers in the future, as it is now more than a year out from the launch of Disney Plus, but she said Disney may give updates when it reaches certain milestones. So just to give you an idea, Netflix has 204 million subscribers. Disney has 94.9. Hulu has 39.4. ESPN has 12.1. Altogether, they do not come up to like even a three quarters, well, about three quarters of the total Netflix. So I wonder what Google, what Amazon is. They didn't show it. So anyway, Disney 94.9. Everyone loves Disney. Twitter plans to label the personal accounts of head of states. It's also adding more specifically to the text and the labels that identify such accounts. So personal accounts of head of states, as it expands its policy on government-affiliated accounts, the labels are meant to provide context for users. The appearance to be a change from an early position when the company said it would not label the personal accounts of heads of state. So now they will. Example person, U.S. government official. Example government organization, there'll be a flag that says U.S. government organization. I wonder how they determine if it's an official government organization or not. It should be interesting to watch. So if you're a township clerk, are they going to flag you as a Twitter user, as a official U.S. government representative, as a township clerk for the township of such and such? Will it go that far? Interesting. Facebook Oversight Board says other social networks welcome to join a project if project succeeds. So the Oversight Board chair and former Prime Minister of Denmark painted a more expansive vision of the group that could go beyond making policy decisions for Facebook. The board co-chair said if the project proves to be a success, other platforms and other tech companies are more than welcome to join to be part of the oversight that we'll be able to provide. Until now, content moderation was basically done by the last person at Facebook or Twitter, as we've seen. For the first time in history, we'll actually have content moderation being done outside one of the big social media platforms that in itself, I don't hesitate to call itself historic. Depends on who makes up that oversight board. As things have been going recently, I don't know. You know, what happens if an oversight board is made up of all conservatives or all liberals? How does that change content moderation? How do you make sure you have impartiality in these things? That's what has to be proven to us. U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce questioned Apple on accuracy of Apple Store privacy labels. We know that privacy labels on all apps are supposed to be being reported now. Some are not. Some are not telling accurately. So the U.S. House Subcommittee has a question for Apple. How are you going to make sure that these privacy labels on these apps are accurate? Because right now, it's all voluntary. Okay, next up, the 7 best webcams in 2021. And I'm going to tell you which one to get. This is Todd's recommendation. Get the Logitech HD Webcam C310. That's their editor's choice as well. But it's not a high resolution. It's only 720p. And I don't know what it costs, but that would be my recommendation. Now, a lot of podcasters are doing live video with some of the higher-end Logitech cameras. But Logitech, to me, has done a very, very good job in color correction and everything. So, again, this is a low-budget webcams. According to Muo.com, Magna, M-A-G-N-A, I don't know who that is, Nissan and Foxconn are all candidates to build the Apple Car. So this is still ongoing. So they're still talking about this. Huh, amazing. Amazon in Ferragamo Serge Salvatore Ferragamo. Did I pronounce that right? Salvatore Ferragamo. They make shoes and belts, and they've those two companies have filed a lawsuit Thursday against alleged counterfeiters. The Italian luxury brand joined the lawsuit, taking on a group of individuals and businesses largely, guess where? Based in China. They'll never get a penny out of them. Those companies will go out of business. They'll set up a new shell, shell of a shell of a shell. And 2 weeks from now, they'll be back on the Amazon store selling the same fakes. In my opinion, I have a little bit of an issue here. Hitting the water 4 or 5 times, dry mouth. Epic's Meta human creator generates a realistic virtual person. The cloud-based app makes it easier to create digital humans at scale. With Hollywood clamoring for virtual production tools after the success of Disney's The Mandalorian, bleeding-edge digital effects are in high demand at the forefront of the medium is Unreal. Fortnite maker Epic Games' proprietary game engine that sits at the intersection of gaming and big budget Hollywood entertainment. So interesting. They've got a pretty cool sneak peek at a metahuman. Yes, we're calling them metahumans. Why would, what's the word with metahuman? Metahuman. Meta. Okay. 30 hairstyles, 18 different body types. So check the video out. It is kind of cool. Toyota is launching 3 electric vehicles in the United States this year. So it's a step towards the company's goal, which is 40% of all new vehicle sales are made up of electrified models. So which models are they, do they say? It looks like the RAV4 Prime plug-in hybrid is one of them. What else? I like the RAV4. Wouldn't own one, but it, you know, Hawaii is all Toyota, so lots of people driving RAV4s. It doesn't say which other vehicles, but 3. They didn't say which ones, but potentially one's a RAV4. Okay. You love Toyotas? Waze has added Audible to its built-in audio player, so Waze is making it easier to listen to your audiobooks. How many of you would listen to audiobooks from Audible? Are you guys doing that on this show? I shouldn't say this because they might want to become sponsors one day. I don't listen to audiobooks. I listen to podcasts and I read books. So I know some of you listen to audiobooks, but it doesn't have that big of an appeal to me. Tell me something. Tell me a book that's on. I'll do what. Here's what I'll do. If there was a book that blew you away in Audible that you think I should listen to, space odyssey, science fiction, something that really wowed you beyond the experience you would have as reading it yourself, let me know. And I'll try one. You know, I'll sign up for a free trial and try one. I just can't get into it for some reason. Samsung has filed documents to build a new $17 billion fab plant in the United States. This is awesome. The early rumors that Samsung might build a factory have proven true. The company is investigating potential sites in New York, Texas, and Arizona with plans to build a $17 billion facility. Well, I'm going to tell you they're not going to do it in New York. Not with a tax situation going in there. What do you bet? My bet is Texas. I'll put my money on Texas. Just from a tax standpoint and freedom standpoint alone, I would say Texas. I don't know about Arizona, maybe. I don't know. Don't know about that much about how Arizona is governed. NASA wants to set a new radiation limit for astronauts. As the agency considers sending people to the moon and Mars, it takes a fresh look at research on cancer and recalculating acceptable thresholds. As it appears, the Biden administration has signaled its support for NASA's Artemis mission to the moon. So that didn't get canceled. So I guess we're continuing on to the moon under this current administration. Samsung is floating autonomous ships. Yes, you heard that correctly. Samsung floats autonomous ships is ready to sail in 2022. test on a tricky route planned for later in 2021, followed by production. Wow. Wow. The Chebol says it's teamed up with Korea's Mukpo National Maritime University to fit Samsung autonomous ship systems to a 133-meter-long, 9,210 training vessel and sail it from port of Mukpo to the island of Jeju in Korea. If successful, Samsung Heavy hopes to start selling its maritime automation kit in 2022. Doing so won't immediately change the maritime industry because training vessels has around a fifth of the displacement of small cargo ships and well shy of the 200,000-ton plus behemoths that roam the oceans. Scaling to handle such crafts will take time, but with crew often hard to come by, an unglamorous world of oceanic transport automation, you know, man, these ships are going to be like sitting ducks for hijackers. Yep, see you out there in the middle of the ocean, chugging away by itself. Here's an interesting article that I find remarkable. Despite scanning millions of faces, the feds caught zero imposters at airports last year. The U.S. Customs Border Patrol scanned more than 23 million people in public places with facial recognition in 2020, and they didn't find a single imposter traveling through airports. Huh. Since 2018, it has only caught 7 imposters trying to enter the United States through airports and 285 attempting to do so over land crossings. Huh. So they had them at ports of entry. All right. Well, guess where that gets me? Right to the end of the show. Let me go ahead and go over here to the comment section. Got an email from Henry. Aloha and in the morning, Todd. Had a good chuckle when you said face bag. Also, I have a Coinbase account tied to my KeyBank checking account. It does take 5 to 8 days for a Bitcoin at Coinbase purchases to be allowed to send elsewhere. Henry, the big problem my mom's having is she can't even link her bank account to Coinbase. They won't allow it for some reason. There was one more. Where did it go? I have failed as a host. Huh. All right. Naughty me. I will find it and I will play it in the next show. All right. So speaking of the next show, no show on Monday. And then I'll be back with you on Thursday. But thanks for being here today. Definitely appreciate you. Thank you for being part of our family. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Please support my sponsor, GoDaddy. If you're not an insider, please become an insider today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. The Insider Podcast is about to begin. So expect to see some logins to that in really near future. And then the first episode of that will be live. So thank you so much for being here today. I do appreciate you being part of the Geek News Central family. And thank you so much for your ongoing support. It's been my pleasure to bring you the podcast tonight. We look forward to seeing you back here a week from today. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News. A week from today. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Take care. Bye-bye.